Mars is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Thursday, November 9th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Reporting in as a field report, Sherry LaFave, the Republican canvasser for Presque Isle County, said it is all done and all certified. The Onaway School Board ballot proposals failed miserably. Benson got elected as the mayor of Onaway. Roger Marsh reelected to city council, and Andrew Bisher got elected city council. It's all official. It's done. So small little counties getting their canvassing done here before 12 noon. Got a text from former Antrim County Commissioner Christian Marcus. He listens to the show while out doing his work. Said, can't Whitmer call for a special election sometime in February? Why wait until May? 2 points. Secretary of State Benson has already said it takes 4 months minimum to be able to execute, carry out a special election. That's number one. Number two, she can cause a lot of negative publicity for the Democrats by not doing it in May when they have special elections scheduled already. They're not going to pay for an April election a month early when they could just do it in May, along with the other special elections that are going to be held next year, 2024. A lot of people were complaining that this past Tuesday's elections was a waste of money for the school bond ballot proposals. But that's not the only thing that was on the ballot. City councils, city mayors, were the main thrust, the main reason for the election on Tuesday night. Mayors. Not only was the Onaway mayor on the ballot, but so was these two Democrat state representatives in Westland in Warren, Michigan, which has now caused the gridlock to occur in the state house. The ballot proposals were just on there anyway. And why did they put them on there? Because they thought it was going to be a very low turnout. They didn't think the conservatives were going to get out and vote. That's number one. Number two, some people have already headed south for the winter. Believe it or not, even before Thanksgiving, a lot of folks are out of here already. I know I talked to a couple of people. They said folks in Mackinac City have already headed south for the winter. So that's another reason. So greatly appreciate the text messages. One of the things you have to understand that this process has triggered a bunch of activities in Lansing wrapping up today. They're gone. They're headed back to district. So it's over, folks. The legislative year is officially closed. Can you tell the air starts to smell better already out there today? Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Every public meeting follows Robert's Rules of Order. Come learn these rules at a Crash Course Training Workshop in Gaylord, Michigan on Saturday, December 2nd. Michigan's state constitution will also be taught. Come learn how current elected officials are violating their oath of office. This training is a must for anyone who is considering running for elected office or if you want to hold your public servants accountable. To register, go to acconservatives.org for all the details. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Order online for takeout at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against Whipper, Nestle, and the Health Department by subscribing to our podcast at murphyslawdcast.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. Cause it's living on the road.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Dugan's land bill for land taxes in Detroit. looks like it's going to be put on hold. One of the things that is happening is the lobbyists and special interest groups, former crazy state representative Cynthia Johnson, threatening Mayor Dugan and the state reps in Lansing. They want to cut property taxes for homeowners, people who have structures on their property, and increase the taxes on vacant land, saying they've got way too much vacant land in Detroit. It needs to be developed into projects, into buildings, so they can get more taxes. But not going to happen right now. Earlier, I talked about the Goshen battery plant. If the siting permit for Goshen, the Chinese Communist Party battery plant, if it's going to happen in Mecosta County, Green Charter Township, this is turning into a very large chess game. Tuesday's election recalled 5 of the township board members and dismantling of an initiative to create a planning motion was taken off the board. Cooley Law Professor Gerald Fisher said the Planning Commission was something that Goshen Global needed to ultimately get the use permit for the land they purchased to build a giant battery factory outside of Big Rapids. Well, the citizens in the township are playing chess, and they moved their queen in a position to say, we've stopped you for a moment. But the final checkmate in the game would only be if Goshen were to walk away, or if the township could somehow get a zoning ordinance amended. This law professor claims that there would be a lawsuit, but that would be checkmate, because they would no longer have the right to build the factory if it's taken to court. And based on current zoning ordinances, they would lose in court, according to the law professor. The township board could try to amend the ordinance that originally by the previous board granted the approval. But he said that would end up taking a legislative act and requiring the approval by their planning commission. So basically, ultimately, at this point, Goshen has been put into a check position, if you know how to play chess. You make a move that puts the game in jeopardy. You yell out check. That forces them to make a move to defend the king to prevent checkmate. The professor went on to say, if you're playing a game of chess and you take your hand off the queen, you may look up and say check, but then you'll have to see what the other side does, because they can't go forward other than having to file a lawsuit. That's their only way to prevent this new board from coming in and absolutely putting an end to the permit application. Former Congressman Pete Hoekstra said he was impressed by how the grassroots organization has played this political chess game so far, especially based on the fact that the people that they got elected, all 5 of them, no prior experience in politics. He said a recall election is hard. Number one, to get the signatures to actually trigger the recall election, but then for them to actually pull it off and get over 70% of the vote. Did you hear that, folks? this community is so riled up over this at the local level that these neophytes, these rookies, these people that have never served an elected office ever before, not even on a school board or a library board, took over green townships, elected offices, and they got 70% of the vote. He said they are also now fighting Ferris State University, the next place in Grand Rapids. Why? Public relations guru John Truscott and the Michigan Economic Development Corporation and the governor. All of them want this project. Well, Hoekstra helped create a nonprofit to stop the Goshen plant, and he's also working to stop the Ford plant in Marshall. Hoekstra said his group, along with the help of the grassroots, will also be working with federal leaders to tighten the screws on Goshen, which his headquarters is in China. Very simple. Hoekstra went on to say, the community has expressed very clearly, we do not want Goshen in our community. He said during his time working with Herman Miller, he came across trying to do something as a business that was opposed by the community. It's hard for a company to move into a community if that community doesn't want you. Goshen Incorporated's Vice President Chuck Thielen sent a letter to the Michigan Economic Development Corporation back in October explaining that the company was not turning their king on its side and would play the game out. In fact, we are considering this project as a, quote, done deal, end quote, Thielen wrote. We are finalizing all legal entity descriptions, and Goshen is diligently moving forward in many different facets of this project. He said in a statement to MERS that the company is working to meet their commitment of creating jobs in the state and communicating with facts and transparency when dealing with these governing bodies, and they hope to get the permits that they need to move forward with the project. He said Goshen is a multinational company that does not engage in political posturing. You know why they don't? Because they get their butts kicked. You see, people now know who Goshen is. They know their bylaws. Folks, they had in their bylaws for the company's plans to build the battery plant that they were going to be holding regular meetings at the factory, promoting, advocating Communist China's priorities. They wanted to indoctrinate their workers and the community into policies that the Chinese government has, and trying to get those policies implemented in their local communities. This is their plan. This is exactly their agenda. Turn the United States of America into a communist country. They know that they can do this. Why? Because China has taken over Washington, D.C. How have they done it? Money. They have bought off congressmen and U.S. senators. They own the current occupant of the Oval Office, Joe Biden. Lock, stock, and barrel. The Biden family bought and paid for by China, communist China government. Corporations, partnerships, all controlled by China. Completely got control of Washington. Now they need to do it at the state level and at the local level. In this Green Township plant, in the Marshall plant, even to a certain extent, because Ford uses China technology to build the batteries. Ford has actually paid a licensing fee to Goshen to get permission to use their technology to build these batteries in the state of Michigan. This is amazing. Well, guess what? The local grassroots got the signatures, put them on the ballot, and voted their butts out. 70%. These non-politicians, these newbies, political neophytes got elected Tuesday night. If you educate the people in your community, you can win these elections. They just proved it. And the Democrat state representative, Lori Stone, proved that you can knock on doors, outwork your opponent, and win your election. And this is something that the grassroots did in Mecosta County, Green Township. Peter Hoekstra is just shocked. Cannot believe that they pulled it off. Why? Primarily because Pete Hoekstra is an old-fashioned Republican, establishment Republican, and thought it was all about the money. These people had no money. Hardly any. But they knocked on doors and passed out business cards. Told people who to vote for on Tuesday, and they did. 70% of the vote. This prior board that had approved the permit for Goshen to go forward, well, that got stalled because locals contacted the EPA in Washington, D.C., they brought up the impact of the environment on naturally occurring wetlands. 2,000-acre megasite, 207 acres determined to be naturally occurring wetlands that they were going to pave over. EPA stepped in and denied the permit. We haven't seen any mitigation plans to replace those naturally occurring wetlands. Therefore, you can't use the site. And then they went forward and won the special recall election Tuesday night. Folks, stuff we've been talking about on this radio station, on this show, for months, if not years, just proved to work in Green Township. Bottom of the hour news break, last half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.